Mikey's Trivia coming up after 8 o'clock this morning, but before 8, got to make that phone call. It's Super Cash Call time, $1,813.95, and we add an extra $5,000, so no in Woodbury when your telephone rings in just seconds.
Goodbye, Pop. Hello, Winterbrook. One taste was all it took. You're not sticky sweet. You're so crisp and neat. Hello, Winterbrook.
You're listening to an ice-cold Winterbrook Seltzer. Winterbrook's something new. It has all the flavor of a great soft drink, plus the fresh, clean taste of a sparkling seltzer. Neat combination, huh? There are 6 natural flavors, including raspberry and orange, all sodium-free. And thanks to NutraSweet brand sweetener, only about 3 calories a serving. Goodbye, Pop. Hello, Winterbrook.
Goodbye, sodium. Bye-bye, calories. Say hello. Sugary, you're light and bubbly. Hello, Winterbrook. Say goodbye.
Look for the full-color Winterbrook Seltzer ad and coupon in this week's Twin Cities Reader.
In August 1981, Mel Stockman invested $300 in a fledgling cookie business. He also bought his first Lawn Boy. Today, Mel owns the multi-million dollar Mrs. Meadows Cookies, and he still owns his Lawn Boy. On June 1st, Martin Sly bought a lottery ticket while trading in his 52 Lawn Boy on a new model. Today, Martin and his Lawn Boy are living off his winnings in the Bahamas. What did these men have in common? Cunning? Luck? Or was it Lawn Boy? Now it's your turn to be shrewd, because Lawn Boy's on sale at Lindale Hardware. You can own the world's smoothest running mower and get $60 off. Plus, Lindale Hardware will deliver now or next spring, pre-tuned, assembled, and ready to mow. If that's not enough, they're throwing in $115 worth of oil, tool service, and a gas can free. On May 3rd, 1986, Jay Spender invested heavily in a new line of Boy George makeup. He also bought another brand of mower. Make a shrewd decision at Lindale Hardware Company, 66th and Lindale in Richfield. Where else?
It's 8 o'clock. KS95 is KSTP-FM, St. Paul, Minneapolis, the radio home of the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, you bet. And Bill Brown and the Viking Booster Club thing is tomorrow morning. If you got any questions, call Bill at home, and here's his number.
Are you really going to do that?
Oops, there's a short here.
Now, this is for anybody, right?
You don't bet.
In fact, they'd like to have you as a part of the Booster Club.
I'm in there.
Yeah.
I got a crew cut just like Bill. You see me?
Yeah, you're going to.
Yeah. Well, wow. Carl, I got a horse for you tomorrow if you want to ride in the Scandia Taco Days Parade at 3:30 in Scandia. You want to go or don't
you? If he was old and sleepy, I might get on him.
Well, otherwise, we got to have the former mayor of Scandia, Bobby Leshenko, the world's greatest hockey player. He's going to join us tomorrow.
I think people would probably be a little more enthused to see the mayor than the guy with clogs riding
a
horse.
All right, then we got to put up with Bobby Leshenko. Okay. Well, also, the Minnesota Thoroughbred Association are having open houses at all the Minnesota Thoroughbred ranches tomorrow, 9:30 to noon, so the public can inspect and see what it's like raising thoroughbreds here in Minnesota. I know of one, the Vermilion Ranch down there past Rocks. That's open from 9:30 to noon. In the heavy news today, government reports wholesale prices were unchanged from July to August as falling food prices, well, at harvest time, you know, offset a jump in energy costs. Labor Department's Bureau of Labor Statistics says it's the best showing in the producer price index since last November, 86. Okay?
Right.
And surely I would be neglecting my duties if I didn't mention the Ford recall. You all know I was at the Ford plant. You all know I push the Ford trucks and do commercials for Ford. Well, I was talking to one of the big cheeses over there at the Ford plant the other day, and here's what I can gather out of the paper, all right? Because this is newsy, regardless of where the chips fall, as they say. According to Ford, the action involves a fuel line coupler covers on the 86-88 Ford Escort, Taurus, Mustang, Thunderbird, and LTD Crown Victoria. Lynx, Sable, Capri, Grand Marquis, Lincoln Continental, and Town Car, and some of the F-Series and all that. Now, the Twin Cities plant here makes the F-150 Ranger Supercab pickups, but production there will be unaffected because the plant is now, of course, making the 88s. What else? They want you to come in for a plastic retaining clip that can be installed over the coupler. What else? Dave Holt, owner of... He says, you go into your dealer, any Ford dealership, for inspection. The procedure is simple, shouldn't take longer than about 30 minutes. There. Don't you think that was big of me?
It was.
I could have just buried that. You know, I could have edited it right out and said, don't worry about it.
That's honesty for you.
Thanks. And you were honest saying which guy fired you. It wasn't Rob Sherwood, because he worked on KSTP.
Yeah, but I've been bumped so many times. Yeah. That was probably one of the very best things that ever happened to me, so I'm not bitter about that at all.
It was like with me, you know, Wayne Eddy down there in Northfield, he wouldn't hire me to be on that station, and that's the best thing ever happened to me. Because now I'm here.
Yeah.
Okay. My mom and dad might come and sign cookbooks with Shirley and myself at Taco Day Saturday. Tomorrow. Okay? And tonight, see Carl Lindsgraf wrestle Victor DeBaer at the Hunting Show at Civic Center.
Afraid not.
Aren't you coming?
I might be there, but I don't believe I'll be participating with Victor the Bear.
How about Ben, the turkey caller? Want to have a shotgun slug swallowing contest with him?
I wouldn't have a wit matching contest with Ben. I'll tell you, the guy'd cut you to ribbons, wouldn't he?
What? Nutty Hubby. This reminds me of Rescue Rudy. Nutty Hubby falls in love with a CPR dummy. This is in the headlines. A happy marriage that survived 23 years without a blemish collapsed when the husband's lover entered the picture. Only this time, the other woman turned out to be a CPR dummy. And I know all of you women who are married to fellas, or husbands who are married to ladies who are in the EMT courses, and you folks that are into CPR and all that, know how much time your mate spends with Rescue Annie instead of you. So that's all I'm going to say about that. It was headlined in the National Enquirer.
Yeah, of course, I'm glad you brought that.
It's all a good deal, you know,
anybody
CPR.
That wasn't able to read it in the supermarket checkout line heard it now.
Okay.
Say, we do have a little bit more here. Pam just brought this in to me because she knows you have your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the telephone service that has been disrupted in downtown Minneapolis is still a problem. They say it may take now another 3 hours to restore service. Estimated 50,000 customers affected.
Wow.
That happened about 4:30 this morning. It's numbers starting with 3, mostly, that are affected. And the officials point out again and emphasize that the emergency 911 number to police and fire is not affected. But a lot of other folks are not able, with the number 3, to dial in or to dial out or receive calls. So
thank
be aware
goodness.
Of that.
Thank goodness for Viking trivia that our number starts with 9.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
We'll do
that. Because we're going to do that. And I've really looked through the Viking book here to come up with a good trivia question. And if I get the right answer on the first call, I'm going to be really sad. Okay?
Well, let's put that off just a little bit. We have to check the traffic.
I know, but I wanted to tease him a little.
Oh.
He'll be at about 20 after 8. How's that sound to you?
Okay, sounds good.
Go ahead, then.
All right, here we go. Let's head up above and check it out. It's Art Reeder with a helicopter traffic report.
Carl, we got kind of a late rush, or a late start, rather, on the rush hour, but we do definitely have some slow traffic now in the southern metro area. 494, if you're westbound, very, very heavy. In fact, this slowdown will start near Cedar Avenue, then it'll stop and go out to Penn Avenue. Once you get to Penn Avenue, you'll find speeds increased to about 30 miles per hour, but you won't see 55 miles per hour across the entire Bloomington Strip, at least if you're westbound. Eastbound's not quite as bad. There is still a slowdown, though. Eastbound 494 between County Road 18 and Highway 100, average speed about 30 miles per hour. If you're northbound on 35W, still a slowdown from about 90th Street to 494, then things loosen up a little bit until you get into the Crosstown Commons area, only to slow down again, where speeds there are reduced to about 30 miles per hour. One other slowdown I'll mention is a Crosstown westbound from 35W to France Avenue, average speed only about 30 miles per hour. From the 95 and Sunny helicopter, I'm Art Reeder.
Meet Bosco. He's my dog. Bosco's in hot water right now. My dad just found out Bosco buried all his best golf balls in the yard. After Dad called the power company to find out where the utility lines were buried, he started digging. That was 4 hours ago. Right now, he's on the 18th hole.
NSP would like to remind you, play it safe. Always find out where utility lines are buried before digging.
Wait till Dad sees his trophies gone, too.
Gas 95 FM with Color Radar. Morning showers probably ending late this afternoon. Rather redeveloping, that's the problem. We don't have showers now, but they could crop up again later today. Low to mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, upper 40s, low 60s tomorrow.
Saw a psychic in L.A. It rules us, takes over, and fools us to make.
Win a free trip to the Super Bowl in San Diego on KS95 FM. Win cash or Viking game tickets. Listen to the Vikings football game on KS95 for this horn.
Viking!
Tell Nappin' Donuts on Monday morning at 7 o'clock how many times KS95 blew the horn during the Sunday Vikings broadcast. It could come during any football player report. The 10th caller on Monday with the correct total wins $95 in cash or four tickets to the next Viking home game. All 10 correct callers every week during the season are eligible for the grand prize drawing, a trip for four people to the Super Bowl in sunny San Diego for the biggest weekend in pro football, January 24th and 25th, with round-trip airfare, hotel, food, the impossible-to-get Super Bowl seats, and $1,000 cash to flash around sunny Southern California.
Always 95 and sunny.
Twelve and a half minutes after 8, Napper and Donut Show at KS95 FM. Partly cloudy. Temp is on the way back up now at 53. Northwest winds at 10.
This is a guy who goes carp fishing with the Peterson boys when he comes to town. It's the truth.
Who is it?
It's Eric Clapton.
Oh, love him.
There is nothing that is wrong in wanting you to stay here with me.
That's Mr. Clapton, the Fisher person, KS95 FM. I made the last cash call to Woodbury, and as we mentioned, we got no answer. Well, I guess I didn't mention it, so it's a good thing I did now. We've added some more money, and the new total is $18,18.95. That's easy to remember. And if we call you this hour, it.
You better know it then.
Sometime today we'll have an unlisted cash call also. I don't know when that'll be.
It's true, you know, one of the world champion duck callers, Chris Peterson's his name. Be at the hunting show tonight. He's fished with Eric Clapton, taught him how to. It was either him or his brother taught him how to worm fish for bass right here in Minnesota when he was here.
How to worm fish?
Well, yeah, a jig and worm, you know, plastic worm.
Oh,
and he likes catching carp too, Eric.
Well, I
small
really
world.
Worry about catching. Just you know, if you catch something, well, that's
the flu is rough. Yeah.
I was going to say something else, but I thought, no, I really do need this work very badly. Got a lot of bills. So I'll leave it up to you to put your foot in.
Well, Carl, Viking trivia is coming up here pretty darn soon, and I got the question all figured out. And I suppose you people can start calling if you want to. We got to take care of a little business, and then we got Viking trivia.
Okay.
But first, Tires Plus is where you buy your tires. If Eric Clapton comes back to town, I'm going to say, Eric, that van of yours, them skins are looking a little bald-headed there, boy. Come on with me over to Tires Plus, because nobody... No. Remember that song?
Yep.
Friday. Nobody. You sing the other part. Nobody but you. That's good. Nobody but Tires Plus has the lowest prices in the whole universe, probably. I don't know. There's probably on the planet Uranus, maybe they got cheaper deals, but they're not as good a tire. You thought some other places had. That's not true. Tires Plus, you often save $50 to $100 per set over where you normally shop for those skins. For I don't care if you drive a vet. Well, I do in a way, but I don't, you know, just don't race around my neighborhood. But they got the high-performance tires there, too, at Tires Plus. You got a choice. You want the big namers? Goodyear, Michelin, Bridgestone, many, many others. A lot of places you got no choice, so how are you going to choose? Tires while you wait. Time is money, you yuppies. 30 to 60 minutes of short wait in a beautiful showroom, and you're on your way again. On the road again. Open evenings and Saturdays if the boss won't let you off work to get your tires, never fear. Tires Plus is here. Okay, who are you going to call?
I'm a working mother. Finding the right preschool is very important to me. We looked at a lot of daycare centers, and they all seem pretty much the same, until we visited Tesseract School. Tesseract is different. The activity centers are fun, and my daughter just loved the indoor playground. I like the fact that she'll start learning a foreign language, and I saw the computer she'll get a chance to use. But most of all, we both like the teachers. They're all certified professionals, and they have that something. A special sparkle in their eyes that says they really care about children. I knew Tesseract was where I wanted my child. It just felt right. I know my daughter will be well cared for, and I can concentrate on my job, not have to worry. I tell you, that's a lot of peace of mind for $85 a week.
Visit Tesseract School and discover our preschool program. We're located in Eagan, just north of Cedar Avenue on Highway 13 in the Silver Bell Plaza. Our open house is this week from 7 to 7, so stop by on your way to work, after work, or during the day, and please, bring your child.
Well, now, for a pair of tickets for the Vikes-Lions game on Sunday, not only will be on the stereo, good idea to take your portable along to the Dome, but you can be there in person along with your portable.
Joe McConnell!
You win Vikings trivia.
Boom, boom, Vikings! That means it's time to play. Viking Trivia. All right, who's our first caller here on Viking Trivia? You want to play Viking Trivia?
Oh, certainly.
You do?
Yep.
Who is this?
Name's Jack.
Okay, Jack. All right, this is a big record here. Who has it? Rushing, receiving, and returns net yards, 9,237. Who is it?
Chuck Foreman.
Oh, good. He didn't get it right. Good. How about you? Did you hear the question?
No.
Okay, you don't win then. No, okay. Who is this?
Steve.
Hi, Steve. Rushing, receiving, returns, net yards, career, 9,237. Who is it?
Ted Brown.
Yuck, yuck, yuck. We got another miss. Hello there. Did you get the question?
I heard part of it.
All right. Who is it? I got to drag this out a little ways. Yesterday was too easy. Okay. Rushing, receiving, returns, net yards, 9,237. Who is it?
Well, I don't have a good answer, so I'll just...
Beep.
Ryan Tarkenton.
good try, but no good. Hello there. Who is it?
Darren Nelson.
Hey, good. I got a good question this time. Nope, sorry. Hello there.
Bill Brown.
This is Bill Brown. Who is this? You're the winner.
Bill Brown.
You're the winner.
Okay.
This isn't Bill Brown, is it?
Oh, it isn't.
Nobody
you sound like Bill.
Nobody sounds like Bill Brown.
It is Bill Brown, Mr. Crew Cut, Mr. Viking Booster, Mr. Pre-Game Show and all that, or post-game. 9,237 career yards, rushing, receiving, returns, net yards. And if you listened to us earlier this morning, you know I kind of gave that a plug. Is that how you knew?
Yeah.
I was teasing Bill Brown this morning, and I said, just because you're a nice guy, Bill, I may include you on Viking Trivia. Okay, hang on. Carl's going to get the particulars, and you're the winner. What's your name?
Jim McJunkin.
Jim McJunkin?
Got it.
All right, Jim, you hang on. You're the winner.
Congratulations, Jay. Right after this, we'll head up and to get the copter report, okay?
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
Roger letting the call again or what there, Carl?
Well, maybe so. Okay. Of course, I wasn't the one that several mornings ago announced that they were doing more than 56 miles an hour. So
well,
let that be on your head.
He's the little old grandpa from North St. Paul. Roger letting, sir, Colonel.
Let's find out if everybody is obeying the speed limit this morning and talk about the helicopter traffic report brought to you by the Twin Cities Olds dealers. Here is Art Reeder.
Hello, Carl. At least the north half of the metro area completely clear now. 94 between the Twins back to normal. Even Highway 12 clearing nicely between downtown Minneapolis and Highway 100. 694 across Fridley and Brooklyn Center moving very, very nicely with speeds back to 55 miles per hour. Heaviest traffic left is down the southern metro area. 494, the heaviest is westbound between about Portland Avenue and Penn Avenue. Speed still down around 20 miles per hour. And then just a minor slowdown if you're eastbound on 494, it's around Highway 100. From the 95 and Sunny Helicopter, I'm Art Reeder.
They're watching them go at your Twin City Olds dealers. The 87s have to move out and have to move out now. And low, low closeout prices are making it happen. There goes another one. The 87 Oldsmobiles are priced to move at your Twin City Olds dealers. Olds Calais, Cutlass Sierra, 88s, 98s, all priced so low that they're just watching them go. Come see for yourself the quality of Oldsmobile at prices you only see once a year. The 87s. With prices this low, they're watching them go at your Twin City Olds dealers now.
825 KS95 FM and the Nap and Donut Show. We're partly cloudy, 53 degrees.
Guess who called, Carl?
Who?
Just say good morning, sir.
Good morning.
See, I told you you'd do it by playing that song. I'll talk to him in a minute.
Nice going, Donuts.
You played the record. Oh, but I said little old man in North
City. Uh-huh.
It must be getting early. Clocks are running late.